Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another
Trailer Park Podcast.
Hey.
Wow.
Round of applause, boys.
How are we doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in?
I'm hanging in there. Look, I got a toy.
Happy to hear it.
I got a
his little fiddle toy. Hit it with the extendo.
Watch. Oh, how? Oh,
give
no,
it
a twist?
No, give it a tug.
Oh, a tuggy?
Tippy.
Watch this.
Neato. Well, that's it.
Good. Oh, to be honest, I was expecting a little more than that.
That's huge. What are you talking about? That is plenty.
That's above average right there.
I'm not very much so. So, how's everybody doing?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm on my bad knee, so.
He's not going to be in here long, but since it's been so long, an unbelievable amount of things has happened. An unbelievable amount. If you look at the setup, I feel like the setup always changes. The reason he's in here is because they actually bought an apartment. They didn't buy it. You know, they're renting, whatever. This is their place. This is their setup. You can see it on my YouTube channel. Look at my logo on my shirt. The Harley video. We actually toured this place. We did a tour of this place.
Very much so. I have my own mic.
Oh, that's right.
Sitting right here.
Talk about your place. How you liking it? What are your disadvantages? What are your advantages? What do you like?
Okay, disadvantage, automatic off the bat.
Floors?
Floors suck. I've had to call a maintenance person four times now.
Oh, that's true. Their shower just broke the other day.
I fixed it. He fixed it today. Came in and...
Is he a nice maintenance guy?
Great guy.
I actually like where I live. My maintenance guy is pretty wicked too.
Yeah, well, this guy's, he's a good guy too. He comes into my quarters and, you know. I forgot to get a picture of Johnny for the wall.
Oh, the Johnny gun?
Oh, if you ever come over to this place, I doubt it, but you could.
You just invite him.
Come on over.
Don't come over. They'll invite you over. Stone and me actually did a trade, you'll see on my YouTube channel coming up, for cameras. We camera swapped, but I gave him a special camera, you know, like a little Polaroid. You know what I'm saying? And every time somebody new comes over, like you see on TikTok, he puts them on the wall. And it's actually in a perfect triangle. It's, I hope you did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's going to be satisfying as fuck. How big, what kind of big you, how big you going?
So it's going to go one, two, probably four.
Which I could it would be, it'd be five, so that way there's one in the middle and then two on each side.
Huh?
It's a pyramid scheme. We're running a pyramid scheme out of their apartment.
Yeah, rags at the very top.
Oh, look, Josh's dog lives here too. He's over here. He's actually a registered service dog. Tell him his name.
His name is Captain Reginald Rags of the 3rd Division.
There you go. But yeah, we just wanted to start it out with Stone. Stone's going to go to sleep now because it's his bedtime. It's past his bedtime. Plus, he's on his bad knee. Oh, we haven't talked about that in the podcast in a while. Stone was in multiple motorcycle accidents. Actually, the fairings are over here. There's one on the wall. I don't think you can see it the way.
It's
you can.
Right behind the
you can
light.
See. You can kind of see it right here if you're watching the video version. Audio. Sorry. Go to YouTube.
What do you mean? They have video version on Spotify now. That's another thing that's changed. You can do a video version of Spotify.
True. So maybe you're watching the video version. I like the video version better. It's just more, you know, my brain's ting, 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 ting. You know, anyway.
Whoa.
The Kawasaki fairing is over here. Stone doesn't have a motorcycle right now, unfortunately. Looking, though. He's looking.
You gonna go to sleep now? I'll stay for a minute.
Word.
Right on another chair.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of how it was eating dinner.
While it's fresh on the brain, you know what I want to do? Get a dining room table in there. Poker nights every Tuesday.
I literally suggested that the day you moved in. I think poker tables are reaching
out. I don't know how I feel about your opinion, so I'm gonna claim it as my idea.
It's invalid, but yeah, I get you. I would like to play poker. I'm not. Listen. Oh, that's another thing that we have come on there lately, chat.
There's a couple things I'm coming on.
You know, maybe or maybe not. Me specifically, maybe. Maybe I have.
Keep tugging. I'm like, damn.
Maybe I have a gambling addiction. I got them into gambling. Don't gamble, kids. Unless, if you're gonna gamble, always bet the under. You'll always make your money back. I think we should do poker nights. I think it'd be fun to do a podcast on a poker table.
Huh?
I think it would be fun to do... I'm not talking like XGC over here. I think it'd be fun to do a podcast at a poker table.
Oh, I was laughing.
I agree. That's why I'd like to... Clay said he's down. All the boys get together and do a poker night.
We did one in a car, if you haven't seen that.
A poker game?
No, a podcast. Well, we were
that's probably one of the last ones.
I think it is the last one, was when we were in a car in
line.
We
went to Whataburger.
At Whataburger. Don't burn me.
What am I going to burn you with?
Oh, I thought you were...
Another thing that changed, I quit smoking, picked up Escobar, so I can't stop.
Whatever the fucking Escobar is.
I call them Pablo Escobars. It says Escobar on it. I think that's what it stands for.
I had to take my socks off from her grip.
It says Pastel Cartel. You ever be banging and like you're sliding because you have socks on?
Yeah.
I hate that, dude. When I'm done, let's say I'm done, my heels are on the top of my feet because I'm sliding and my socks are just rotating with a constant wheel.
No, that's not good. Oh, Stone should use one of these for his back. Or is not his back, his knee.
Don't touch
is
that.
It charged?
Yeah.
It's going to ruin the audio, so I'm not going to do it.
It's dead of a planet.
It's 20%.
I haven't been putting
it. Oh, playing with it. What do you mean playing with it?
No, I have one. I put it on my calves.
Okay. Yeah.
Mine that I use, that thing's been through it, man.
Yeah, yours is... Yours has some
miles. The thing on the front stinks. Let's just say that.
That's disgusting.
Hey, man, get out of party.
So, what have you been up to?
Man, dude. I work at Furniture Row. I don't know if... We've talked about that on the podcast.
I don't think so.
I'm a furniture salesman. I've been doing that for like almost 10 months now. I'm a furniture salesman. That's been treating me pretty well. It's treating me well enough to get my own place.
And steal furniture. I mean, not steal. Inherit from Furniture Row.
How am I inheriting furniture?
This?
I bought all of this for an insane price.
I don't know about that.
Listen, Furniture Row, I'm not admitting anything. This piece was bought fair and square. I paid for it.
Yeah,
out of your clearance section at a great price. Let's just say this thing's basically brand new.
It is nice. I like it.
I saw it come into clearance and I said, that's mine.
I mean, there is only two of you. It's only Stone and Josh in this place.
These are doing everything. This love seat, this is in case you're wondering. Insanely comfortable, 3-power. It's got the lumbar headrest and recline.
You heard how much it rubs, though.
Full Italian wrap leather, okay?
There you go.
Wireless charger has the one. I charged my phone today my camera inside this console. See my camera charger?
I do, but it ain't wireless.
Oh, yeah, it ain't, bro.
Let's see. Let's test this.
You gotta hit it on the magic. Hit it at the.
Well, it looks like there's a bunch of weed on this table.
Magic sleep number.
It's a fucking wireless charger.
Pretty gangster, right?
You didn't hit. Here, you wanna hear? Here, wait, do that.
I think the phone's muted.
I just unmuted it. I'll let him hear the.
Let me get my Chrome buggers out of there.
Yeah, it looks like weed. You're rolling blunts.
It wasn't right fucking here. Weed, dude. It was probably fucking like.
I was playing.
Rich
though.
Crumbs, bro.
That's nasty. Watch. Go ahead, do it here. Listen, ASMR for the.
Wong. I didn't do it.
It didn't do the
Wong.
I'll do it for you.
Move it down.
Wong. Dave, wireless charger.
It is wireless charger, though. Pretty gangster, I think.
That is cool. That's, you're not wrong. It's pretty cool.
This is called the Reliance.
Like, they give any fucks about this chair.
If you guys need the Reliance love seat, sofa, or chair, come see me at Furniture Row.
You know what? We need more chairs.
Yeah,
I need want to get a recliner, but Stone, why that corner?
I have my recliner. My Xander.
Put that in the garbage. Also from Furniture Row.
It is in like 18 pieces. You're not wrong.
The Xander, literal trash.
This is two of them put together.
Huh?
This is literally two of them put together.
This is not a Xander. This is a Reliance. This is a full steel frame, brother.
You done pissed him off.
This end table, you can't see it. Allure end table.
Can they not see
that it? Is a $900 TV stand.
Yeah, but
$15.
Look at that corner.
Yeah, she's a little battered and breaking, but...
You can't see it, but the leg's falling
I
off.
Got it for $15. No, it's on the leg.
And it's over the door.
It's the bottom piece. Dude, I got it for $15. Those lamps, $1 a piece. That sofa
you
table?
Went, I think you went from $100 to $50 to $15.
Huh?
The TV stand also wobbles.
The TV stand was $900. It is. I bought it for $15. The lamps were $1. We're not going to discuss how much this was. This was $15, the end table. That sofa table was like $10, and I bought that fucking brand new coffee table for like $15.
Yeah, there was a coffee table in the corner. Stone has his 3 motorcycle helmets on it.
That's my motorcycle helmet. Give me some fucking credit.
I didn't. Well, you never give Stone credit when it comes to buying this house.
It's his credit.
Your Facebook post says, "I finally did it."
Yeah, I did.
Stone, and you win.
What? Stone can post on there. I did it.
I
who founded this place?
Well, yeah, you did.
Who did all of the everything?
Okay, that's loud. It's midnight. God. There's people above us. Even the homeboy above us is Breaking Bad type shit. Apparently he moves fucking anvils up there.
What? I don't understand what he's moving up there. Dude, he'll drop like cinder blocks on the ground. I'm like, how the fuck? How are you always moving something? Like, go to bed, dude.
I know.
And then the other fucking neighbor has a German Shepherd that fucking bit me.
It's really...
fucking grabbed me by the arm, dude. Because he wanted to eat rags.
There was one guy out there with a pit bull, and I was like, he came up to me, and I stuck my hand out, nothing against pit bulls, but I stuck my hand out, but then in my head I was kind of like, oh fuck, like this thing could fucking bite me right now. So I was like, ah, I'll change my mind.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide is dangerous, Paul.
I don't know my rent was going to be later.
It's Pitbull. I know what Pitbull is.
I worked my eye out.
Like when Pitbull said in that one clip where he's like,
if you search Pitbull in Google, I come up before the dog.
I think.
My ass.
Yeah, if you look up Pitbull, I think he comes up before the dog. He said he did.
I can't open my Google.
Mr. Worldwide. Google it. See if it happens, chat. Yeah, look up Pitbull.
Oh, that's the dog.
That's the fucking dog.
Well, if you go to all, it's not.
DC Pitbull does come up. Maybe he is Mr. Worldwide.
I ain't heard from that motherfucker in a minute.
I think he still makes music. Maybe?
I don't know.
I haven't listened to Pitbull.
Oh, controversial hot take.
Oh, boy.
Who's hotter? Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
Oh,
Miley.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, T-Swift, bro. No. Yes. Dude, Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus was like a boy, bro. She's got the...
2023, you can do whatever you want.
I'm not hating. She's got the twist. She's got the chest of like a 14-year-old boy that's like a little overweight.
Chris Hansen's about to walk through that door with what he just said. You know they're bringing that back, too.
Chris Hansen?
To Catch a Predator or whatever it is.
That shit was awesome. You ever watch that show on YouTube?
Yeah, I have seen all of them. I was talking to Stone today about the pizza guy. He offers Chris a slice of pizza.
A slice of pizza. Or that one guy who's like a math tutor, mm-hmm. with a bald head,
yeah,
and looks like Jerry-rig everything.
Zach from Jerry-rig everything. Yeah, you're not wrong. I don't know. I think, dude, Miley is so much hotter.
They both can get it right now.
Have you seen T-Swift ticket prices?
Yeah, bitch is rich, bro.
Well, yeah, but if you go, she's coming here. She hasn't come here yet. She's coming.
Well, she'll be coming, all right.
No, she won't.
I know she's got a little bit of a higher standard.
For the cheapest ticket, it's $1,164.
Who the fuck is like, Taylor Swift?
It's for limited view. It's for behind the stage. So if you don't want limited view, it's $2,264. If you want... Oh my god. If you want row 3, it is 7,802 each. Each.
You know there's some white chick out there. Oh my god! $14,000 gone for her and her friend.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Dude, fuck that. You know how much debt I could pay off? I could literally be almost free of my debt if I just need to become Taylor Swift. Bottom line.
I could fund my YouTube channel for 100 years on that ticket price. Literally.
I could know how many fucking recliners I could buy.
From the clearance section, no doubt.
Well, I get picked in the litter, so like I see some shit rolling in, I'm like, that shouldn't be here.
$20. I mean, you're not wrong.
You're some of the first eyes that was him.
He did work there, but Stone has lazy bonesitis.
Stone has a thing called, you gotta pay rent, brother. And he wasn't getting that. I'll tell you what, you want to work for Furniture Row and be a salesperson?
I bet you.
Change your life.
You want to work in the warehouse?
I have no bills whatsoever.
Literally. Well, I'm sure they got bills. Then they come kind of the rare one out and they don't really have any.
Don't advertise that.
Ladies, looking for a sugar mama. I'm single.
Dylan's gonna end up, I'm sorry, like, I love you. You're gonna end up marrying a fat girl that, like, just loves you so much, dude. And she's gonna be
She's gonna
take such good care of you.
We won't.
But,
we know.
Like, you're gonna have to fuck this chick.
We can talk.
I love fat chicks, bro. Love them.
We have something to show you.
I literally am a fat chick.
We can talk after the pod. She's a sweetheart, but damn squishy.
She a big bitch or what?
You ever seen My 500 Pound Life, Tammy?
Nah, dude, you're kidding.
You're a sweetheart.
She got sleep apnea, huh?
I don't know.
She good. Hope she does.
Listen, I love fat girls, bro.
I love
you. Start pushing 600, 5, 600, I'm a old bat. The last time...
I love everybody equally. Mm-hmm.
I tried, dude. I mean, the slob game, crazy. Other than that, dude, it's like, I don't want to have to move things and like set them off to the side in order to...
She's a sweetheart. Great person. but I lost it. If you don't know, if you're new here, I have a YouTube channel. I ride motorcycles. She asked for a ride.
Brother, you're she's like,
she's gonna be hanging out. You'll be power wheeling, bro.
Things are gonna start going.
Don't bog down. It's gonna be like when I was little and I'd get on a bike and the tire was like kind of flat and it just would just
take a turn. It would go. It would taco time.
You know, one time I remember, this is a funny story for the vlog. Joshua's fucking died. Bert, I love you. R.I.P. Bert. Bert died. I love Bert. Josh thought it would have been a good fucking idea to get on his El Camino and like jump on the back of
it. I'm gonna mob him.
And it just happened to be the worst timing you've ever seen in your life. Bert fucking floored it
as Josh jumped
off. Well, in my head, I was like eight. I was like, I'll just jump off, let him go, and I'll fucking stand still, and I'll just like stop, and I can walk back up to the house. And I'll get in motion, and fucking stays in motion.
That's Newton's law, I think. That's not what happened.
Dude, I fucking ate shit. I went like this. Here's me. Here's the road moving. I went, boom, dude. Like, it was a seamless.
He smacked him, motherfucker.
Face plant. There was no time for this.
I remember because what made me think about bikes is because he was dropping off a bike to me. Weirdest bike I've ever seen in my life. It had a radio on it, if you remember this bike. And it was, like, bright. Think of 90s.
Yellow?
Yeah. 90s neon colors. And it was that. I wish I could see it.
My bike was gangster.
I wish I could see it to this day because it was replacing. If you know me, I love small things. I love Miatas. I love little cars. I had a little mini bike.
Except women.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it.
I like small things, okay? I had this little mini bike that it was replacing, but I was too small. I'm a small guy, fortunately. It is what it is. Fuck you. Can't control it.
5'2".
5'7". And it was weird because it had a radio, but I was following Josh as I'm racking my nuts on the middle of this bike following Josh, and I just see him fucking die. He died.
I lost my life that day.
You know, Josh always has weird, stupid injuries. Just like that comic walking off the porch cartoon fall.
That shit. Dude, me and Tim and Clay the other day were talking about that at Tim's house. And Clay was like, dude, I've never fucking seen somebody just disappear. Like, he eat shit so hard.
The game bugged and he despawned.
That shit fucked me up, dude. I still have a scar in my hand from where I fucking slid down the side of the porch.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen it on the channel, but the pod may not know. He bought a Harley Davidson. If you haven't seen it, you can see it on his channel or my channel, thinking about bikes and stuff like that.
The only time I ever see you take like a hard fall is when we were at the row.
Me?
You're in that scooter. And you just really straight back.
I fucking have you seen the Rascal Rodeo?
What?
Me and Ryan, my old buddy. Ryan, I love you. Have fun in Florida. We created this thing. These scooters, the scooter we ride is called a Rascal. So me and Ryan started inventing.
It's a mobility scooter. We started
inventing tricks, and we call it the Rascal Rodeo. It's a whole fucking. I've got a 2-minute 40-second video of the Rascal Rodeo.
He also has a video of me with the road jumping on my shins like Patrick Buttigieg.
What the fuck is who's that?
This kid in high school. He fucking. We were, you know, I was one of the more athletic kids in that school. Coach used me as an example all the time. I was just a natural gifted athlete, whatever. We were doing box jumps. He was a big man. I mean, he was probably maybe a little smaller than Stone now, then. And we was doing box jumps, and he fucking didn't make it. And it was a metal box with like that diamond truck
planing shit
on the box with a steel cage, and he jumped, and instead of decommitting, he fucking committed and bounced right on his shin. It cut his shin all up, bounced square on his shins, dude.
That sounds square. Fucking disgusting.
You know what else I saw that I pointed out to Stone? When Levi went down those Denver stairs at Union Station, set of stairs.
I thought he died. I literally was like, he's dead.
I told Stone, I was like, right here, Motherfucker almost died.
I literally was like, he died. And then he got up, and I was like, holy fucking shit. Dude, I will never forget that.
Could you imagine having that thought? He fucking died.
I just watched him. Dude, I was like, he's fucking dead. Well, because those, dude, it's like, it's an insane amount of stairs. I mean, you've seen it.
That's
it's crazy. Like, well, it's
no, I had to show him, but yes,
like,
I showed
the top,
him.
The top of the fucking bridge, then it's a fuckload of stairs, platform, fuckload of stairs, platform, fuckload of stairs.
In skateboarding term, it's like, it would be called like a I don't know how many stairs it would be, but it would be like
27.
It would be like 12, flat 12, flat 12, flat 6.
I think
6.
That's about what it is.
That's,
I think
it's
I'm pretty sure it's 12, flat, 12, flat, 12.
It is, if you're a skateboarder, skateboarding terms, 12, flat, 12, flat, 6, I think, is what the
I
it
don't
is like 6. It's a lot of fucking
dude,
stairs.
Dude, fucking too damn many. And he looks at me because we were shredding all day. I was on a fucking push scooter, dude. He was on his bike, and he didn't have any brakes. He was on
a
like,
scooter. What do you mean scooter?
Like a little, like a fucking scooter,
like a razor.
Yeah, but a cool one, like a triple.
Well, okay, but like, oh, like oh, okay, like those scooters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, listen to me real quick, okay? Levi looks at me, and of course we're stoned out of our fucking minds. He's like, should I ride down this on my bike? I'm like, fuck yeah, you should. Why wouldn't you?
And then there's a sign that says, "Do not ride your fucking bike down these
dismount bike."
And I was like. Yeah, I was like, we've been tearing it up all day, dude. He's been fucking bunny hopping and all sorts of sick shit. So he was like, fuck it, and he commits, dude. He goes down the first set, hits the flat, goes.
Was it a BMX bike?
No, mountain bike.
Oh, so it had suspension.
Yeah. Okay, first flight, hits the flat, jumps half the second flight, and then at this point he's like, I'm like, oh fuck, I'm like, he can't stop.
There is a picture, but I don't know if YouTube.
I know he doesn't have any brakes, and then he went. Cleared the whole last flight of fucking stairs and goes like this, points his front tire down, dude,
and
like,
just nose dives,
dude. Boom! Scorpion. And the and all I hear is hit his fucking face, dude. On and there's so many people around. And then at that moment, as he's laying there, I'm like, oh fuck, he's dead. I'm like, there's no way he survives that. He just went face first, so hard, so fast into concrete, and then he. Picks himself up and he looks up at me, and I'm at the top. I'm running down the stairs at this point, and then the person next to me is walking their bike down like they're supposed to, and then he looks up to me, dude, and just blood. And I'm like, oh fuck.
I really, okay. I think you would get the video taken down on YouTube, but there is a picture, and it's fucking bad.
There's a picture, not
he's
a video.
He's all donkey.
His, I looked at his fucking nose,
it's
and that
bad.
Shit was like broken in half, and I was like, oh fuck, dude.
I'm like,
are you okay? Yeah, dude, because we're young. Yeah, dude, I'm good. I'm okay, man. And then people. And Levi's sitting there fucking bleeding. I'm stoned off my ass. I don't know which way is up. And then the ambulance shows up after people fucking clean him up. And then.
Oh, the ambulance showed up?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. He was fucked up. And the security guard's like, it's why don't ride your bike on the stairs. Well, no fucking shit, dude. So then I'm on the horn with mom.
He's
kind
of cool, bro.
Well, because then they load him in the back of the ambulance and fucking get him in the neck brace and shit. And then I was like. I gotta ride with them. And they're like, nope, you can't. So then I had to call mom in Denver.
Why, because he's underage or some shit?
Yeah, I couldn't ride with him. So then I met him at Denver Hospital, and he, that's his face. Dude looked like he got into a fight with Mike Tyson.
Denver Hospital?
Yeah, that's where I took him. We were in downtown Denver.
Well, because I was thinking, when we went to Stone's Hospital, I usually like Swedish. When Stone got hit, if you don't know, podcast, one of the motorcycle accidents, Stone was hit by a drunk driver in an intersection. Everybody's worst nightmare. He got hit by a fucking truck.
Man, still riding
the
that
cops out. Were fucking jerk-offs. The entire hospital staff lied to him multiple times. The first thing when Stone walked in there was like, can I charge my phone? But he was in there 3.5 hours, never let him charge his phone. The x-ray lady was super fucking mean. Like, when I was texting Josh, because Josh, it was like late at night when Stone got hit. I was texting Josh, like, Josh, like, come on, bro, let's leave. I was like, the fucking x-ray lady literally locked me in here. She could, like, she's like, no, nobody can leave. You need phones and radiation. She was a jerk off. That's why I was wondering if it was Swedish and they were nice to him.
Not Denver. But then, dude, Lance was so pissed at me. He looked at me like, I'm disgusted. And I was like, I didn't fucking ride the bike.
I didn't tell you to fucking do it.
I did, though. I was not fucking bike, bro. So Levi learned his lesson that day.
Don't ride your bike. I ride my bike downstairs.
Now we ride motorcycles downstairs.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, I ride my bike downstairs. There's a set of stairs over at this church over here by my house. It's
the big stairs?
Yeah.
Did I ride my dirt bike down that?
There's so much fun.
Yeah.
Really? Those stairs are actually fun. They're perfectly spaced out to where it's like, oh yeah, he owned a dirt bike.
Johnny wrecked it, dude.
Dump the clutch.
Johnny did. That was an amazing video. My little brother, Jonathan, you ain't listening or watching, but we can pretend. I was trying to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
Can you lean this way?
It was a shitty dirt bike. I liked it. Actually, I saw it the other day.
It was a 2002 DR, Suzuki DRZ 250.
I actually seen it near my house one of the other days. Somebody owns a classic. It was dying a lot. It died on him. And my brother wasn't thinking. And dirt bikes are torquey.
Dirt bikes are torquey.
They're really easy to wheelie.
So it's Adam Sandler and Waterboy.
They're easy to wheelie. And I don't know what the hell he was thinking. He was just looking at snow, looking off into space. And he just let it fucking go.
Just dropped it.
And he looked like he was sitting here just riding a bull. I cannot believe that.
That was so fucking funny. I'll never forget when first thing Clay does, we buy that motorcycle. I ride it to a parking lot for him. And I'm like explaining it to him. Clay, this is the clutch. This is the brake. This is how you shift gears. Like, everything. And I was in gear. And, because it's really hard to find neutral. So I was in gear and I'm holding the clutch. I'm looking at Clay and I'm like, do not let go of the clutch. And he goes... And he's not on it, dude. So it went boom. Fucked it all the shit, dude. That was like the first one. It fucking destroyed it. And ever since then, it was never right after that. The first thing he did was fuck it up.
I was also trying to learn how to wheelie it. I was also trying to learn how to wheelie it, but in my mind, I didn't want to fucking drop it. But I didn't know it had already been dropped.
Oh, dude, the thing was dropped so many fucking times. And then when Clay rode with us, dude, he fucking...
Stone showed me the spot where
he
kept stalling.
He didn't know how to ride, dude. He would go, la, at a red light, la, and then he'd go like this. He'd go... And he would... Dude, fucking...
Do that noise
again. Nooners, dude.
Which one?
Thwop.
He was like...
Dude, nooners. He's pulling, not even know how to ride, dude. He's riding nooners. Fucking rack, rack. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm telling him, don't do that. He would get all weird at a red light and he'd go, I'm noon. And I'm like, how the fuck is he not dead? If I did that, I'd know how to ride. I would die.
Yeah. Josh did survive a fatal truck accident.
We're at Josh also got hit by a truck. Well, drove into one. Broke into a truck.
Never hear the end of that. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before, but there was a clip that I was filming. The guy was kind of in the wrong. Because he was supposed to.
He was 100% in the wrong. I'm gonna explain the story.
He
pulled out in front of me. And listen to me, I'm gonna tell you, okay? Just shut the fuck up for 5 seconds. You wanna know what happened that day? He's pulling out in front of me. I'm like, I'm gonna teach this motherfucker a lesson. I go to turn into him to ride by super close. I didn't think he was gonna commit like he did. And he did commit, and he fucking
both,
hit me.
You both committed.
He admitted that he hit me. I'm so sorry, bro.
If you look back on it, I think it's because he, you know, you both fucked up.
Well, his mom's probably dead, so.
Oh my god. We need some water. We're gonna take a quick break.
I can't get it up. Did you get it up? Dude, there's so many buttons on the side of this thing.
We're gonna go take care of Stone Stone. We'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back. You might notice a little bit of a different sound.
A massive difference.
We realized it's the first pod back in almost probably over a year or whatever, something like that. We forget some things. The mics were not plugged in. They should be in now. Hello, so you can hear me now.
Hello.
So they should be in. They should be good. We took a break. Stone's thumb recovering. His thumb. As Josh was leaning this chair back, there's two pieces of wood that kind of do one of these Johnnies. They go, and his thumb just happened to be caught in there. And when Stone was like, trying to get it out, Josh was confused because his chair's got a lot of buttons on it. So he kept making it worse instead of getting it better. Now, while we're coming back, second part of the pod, we're going to be a little bit quieter on this one maybe because it is a midnight.
Is it really?
Yes, it is 11:43 at night. We decided to do this pretty late. Yesterday was actually my birthday. We were going to do this yesterday, but I didn't want to do anything.
Dylan's 30.
No, I'm 35. 35. I didn't do anything for my birthday. I didn't want to do anything, so we're doing it today. Now, enough of me. Why were you gone 10 months?
Off of YouTube?
Yeah. Because, if you don't know, I have been... Into a truck. I have been uploading. I used to do 3 videos a week, and I was like, dude, that is fucking insane. Over the wintertime, it was really hard because I do motorcycle stuff. Can't ride motorcycles in the winter. Kind of. Yes, you can, but a little bit. Now I've moved to 1 video a week.
Get a snowmobile.
No. Actually, why do you say that? Wait, why do you say that?
Get a 3-wheeler.
No. Why do you say that?
Get a snowmobile?
Yeah.
So you'd ride a snowmobile? Why?
I don't get a lot of hate on my comments. Actually, everybody in my comments are always super nice. The DMs are super nice. I've had one hater, and he was obsessed with his snowmobile.
Really?
Profile picture, all his stuff was snowmobile stuff. So I was wondering if you had ran into that and you said that for that reason. I blocked him. If you're watching this, fuck you. You still watched my stuff anyway.
What did snowmobiles.
He would just be like, every video, he would watch them all the way through. He'd watch them because I can see like watch time and stuff. He would watch them all the way through, but he'd always go, yep, still cringe. Cringe as always. And then he would be like, one of the last ones before I blocked him, he's like, another Dylan 6563 upload. Still fucking cringy. So it's like, all right, fuck you and your fucking snowmobile, loser. Anyway.
Let me tell you this. If you ain't getting hate, you ain't growing.
I know. Hate is important.
You got a hater out there, man.
Haters are motivators. Haters are actually good things.
He's pushing your channel. He went to that. He watched the whole thing.
Yep.
Then proceeded to comment on it.
I know. Haters are actually a good thing. But I've been uploading for almost over a year now. 1 video a week. So.
You breathe. So loud, brother.
That's because of my
he's crouching down.
Yeah. As Michaela would say, shout out, Michaela. Are you fucking manual breathing?
I'll never forget.
Like, my hands are like on my throat.
Fuck you, Michaela.
I love you.
Why have you been gone 10 months?
Okay.
Give us a little bit, because obviously they bought a fucking place. He moved jobs. There's a lot of
shit going on, okay? So first off, number one, really hope broke
my heart. I really feel like Bob Barker with this in my hand.
Broke my heart, okay? Number one, when I needed a car, because if you check out my video, I totaled my Cadillac last year going to get you a birthday present.
The 1-year anniversary of that just happened. Yes. If you only are a podcast and that's all you do, my brother went to I needed motorcycle tires. If you remember the videos when he used to upload my motorcycle, my front tire was bad. It was bad, bad. And he went to go get me a birthday gift and from my family and buy me a new set of tires. And he crashed his fucking car.
Totaled that bitch.
Totaled on his way back from getting me a birthday gift.
That was the most expensive birthday gift I ever fucking got you.
He's not wrong.
Speaking of crashing cars, when we were coming home from Walmart last night, did you see him when we got off the highway, what he did?
Not off, but because I was like focusing on straight. What the fuck did he do? Did he almost die?
Basically, so you know how the...
Well, did you see the accident that happened right here?
No.
If you go, be careful when you're coming down this road this way. I have never seen so much glass.
All the glass.
I have never seen so much glass in my life. It is like somebody busted out every window in a car up here in this corner. Anyway, continue.
No, but like as you guys were, you know...
I feel like a news, Fox News.
Yeah, you guys were in Mexico doing your thing. When he was getting off the highway, he was like so indecisive about going on the off-ramp.
Kipling?
Yeah. So he's like doing like 85, and it's like we're like probably like 35 feet from like the where it like divides. I thought he was gonna crash.
I didn't.
Almost. Obviously.
I did not. I wasn't even close.
Well,
I did come in a little warm. A little hot. I was like, whoa.
Well, that's how I feel.
Slow this horse down.
That's how I feel every time leaving here. There's a really steep turn at the end of this.
Oh, over there. I know, dude.
Every fucking
during
time.
During the winter.
I have to.
Cars.
I have to. It's so fucking bad. I have to slam on my brakes so hard. Now, for fuck's sake, why were you gone?
Okay.
See, my ADHD's rubbing off on you.
Let me break this down for you. I started a new job, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you see me? When am I not at work?
I mean, yeah, I don't know if you classify as a workaholic, but yeah, you're there pretty much a lot.
Oh, let's just break this down. I work from 8:30 to typically about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 12-hour day that I fucking work at a fucking furniture store. You tell me from when I get home, where do I have time to go out and film a video? And the thing is, I told my car, I sold my big camera. You're on a completely different camera now.
Mm-hmm.
So my Canon EOS R doesn't exist anymore because I had to buy a car. So, along with my GoPro.
He bought a cop car, by the way.
Yep, 2009 Crown Vic. You've actually seen it on this channel. It was...
True, the last video he uploaded. Yeah. Yep. That's the car. Belly buttons.
Levi's like, spell my nuts, bro.
That is the last video. Well, what channel are you putting this on? That Rocky one? Mountain Vloggers, yeah. Yeah, so the same channel this is on, the last video that was posted, that car in that video, doing all them cookies, donuts, whatever you call them, that's his car now.
But yeah, so thank you, Levi, for the car. So I work so much, and I didn't have my big camera, and then I got this one to kind of suffice for now, so it's just been, it's been kind of hard, and then like content, you know what I mean? What am I going to fucking do?
You're fucking telling me I've been uploading a fucking me talking in a helmet for the past year.
Well, thankfully you know how to run your fucking mouth, so it works out.
I talk a lot. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So
it's that, hard, though. It's, I don't know.
I'm trying to get the podcast back up and going.
Yeah, it would be fun. Podcasts are always fun to do, especially now that we kind of have a permanent place for a year to do it. And it doesn't seem that hard to set up. There's two big lights. And then the backdrop, the stone's kind of blocking. You can kind of see there's like a little candle lit in this poster right here. So not too bad. It's not too bad at all.
So that's the nitty gritty of it all. It's just hard to do it when I spend a majority. I mean, I can make vlogs inside of a furniture store, but how much of that can I do?
You know? Well, what I've learned over the past year, my experience of doing YouTube, anybody will watch anything.
You've been doing really well.
For fuck's sake, I watch, so does he, not the same way, different platforms, because different platforms are always important. A man pouring concrete. Shout out to Victory Outdoor Services. That, who the fuck in a million years would have thought that is entertainment? And he's at like 300,000 subscribers on his way to 500K. And he's a concrete contractor.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube, I've watched a lot of interviews and stuff with, you know, a bunch of people I like to, you know, I've done my fair share of TED Talks, okay? Somebody, there is millions and millions and millions and millions of people in the world.
Billions, dumbass.
Somebody will find your stuff entertaining. I have some guy, you are amazing if you make your way over this way, from some other fucking country, like India or something. He's been there forever. Nice motherfucker. He actually rides the same bike as I do, yeah. Believe it or not. One of his last comments was, hopefully one day, because he lives, you know, in India where it's not the prettiest and best. I'm sure India's beautiful. Never been there. No, I'm never going to fucking go. But he's like, maybe one day we'll be able to rip up the streets, the highways together out there. And it's like, you know what? I appreciate it. But for the same... Wiki, wiki,
wiki. You might throw up.
He's just coughing.
Imagine.
For the...
It's content.
For this... True. Always think content. Content brain. Fuck. Nah, I lost my train of thought thinking about content brain.
Yeah, we're up the streets with some Indian guy.
No. Right? Because for every... His nice comment, there was also snowmobile guy.
Dude, you ride a snowmobile.
That's what I... That's literally what I commented.
What if it was Andrew?
That's true. That's very possible. Andrew likes a good sweat. He's an Alaskan boy.
Is he a white guy?
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that stands there and goes, fuck you, Dylan. You look like you listen to Watsky in the suit.
No, I don't know if it was him. No, this kid had curly fucking hair.
Yeah, I'm sure he does great. Well, his machine killed Ken Block, so he's got to live with that.
R.I.P. Ken. That also happened.
43 forever.
That happened on my birthday.
No shit.
And so did Damar Hamlin almost dying.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow. Do you think Damar Hamlin will ever play football again?
He's cleared to play, so he's probably
gonna. Oh, shit. If you don't know, you don't care about football. Damar Hamlin fucking died on the football field.
Did he actually, like, die?
Yeah, he died. Yeah, he died. Yes, it's kind of hard to explain, and I'm not the best guy to explain it. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice. Your heart beats. It goes. It
stopped.
Boop, boop. No. It goes boop, boop. Boop, 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 okay?
Yeah, pretty weird.
And there is I am not joking. Like, I watched a video on it. Hundreds of thousands of a second of where your heart stops to repump up. When it goes boop, boop, and it kind of stops. I mean, think about 0.00001 of a second. If you get hit hard enough at that, I mean, exact. That's why it, like, never happens. There's, like, you could count how many times it's happened on one hand. It's so rare. But if you get hit hard enough as you're coming up in a beat, I can't, your brain can't even fathom how quick it has to be. If you get hit that hard, your fucking heart stops. And he got hit at that exact moment as his heart, right in his heart. And if you watch the video, when he collapses, his fucking heart stopped. Yeah, he fucking died. But he got brought back. He came back.
Hi, DeMar.
DeMar Hamlin. Love you. Number three. I like your quarterback, too.
He played for the Bills, right? The plays?
Buffalo, well, I think he plays. I don't know. At what point are you, like, so scared of an injury that you don't want to come back? Because I think what's his...
Depends on how much you love the sport, I guess.
Well, I think
Stone. He's fucking totaled 15 motorcycles in the span of fucking 3 weeks.
Well, because I think it's kind of like, what's his name? Ryan Shazier, I think, could technically play again.
Who's that?
He got fucking paralyzed. And he's like, he can like lift like 300 pounds now, I think. It happened a while ago, but he didn't play. But he technically could have. Because, you know, it's just like, at what injury, what do you love to do? You know, like, motorcycles. If one paralyzes you, but you're able to get back on one, kind of like Stone. He's still scared, like, now. But he does it. It's like, at what point are you like, ah.
I would probably
have to. I'm kind of fucking scared.
I'd probably have to be cut in half. But I'd have to live. If I lived, I mean, if I died, there's no coming back. Right. But if I was cut in half and I somehow survived, that would probably be like, I'm not going to get on that motorcycle. Because, number one, I couldn't sit on the seat. So,
duh.
You know, that part. But if I get hit, you know, and it hurts a little bit, I'd get back on. I fuck up a lot of shit, though. I've laid down a couple motorized vehicles.
I haven't yet. Knock on wood. I've crashed a scooter. Bad. Talk about what it's like flying through the air at 140 miles an hour.
It's scary.
He's not wrong.
When it happened, I was listening to Juice WRLD, obviously.
She told me to put my heart
in the bag. And it was actually Scared of Love, and it was...
I don't listen to fucking Juice WRLD. Hot take, Juice WRLD's not that good.
Can you continue?
But literally right as I was, I hit the brakes, and like I felt the bike like launch me off. It was just like the music just stopped, and all I heard was like the outside noise. And then right as I'm scraping through like the ground, and then
scraping through the ground is an understatement. He took a fucking concrete pole out of the ground with his knee.
Yeah, I like literally like basically lost my kneecap.
Yeah, his knee, you could almost see his bone.
No, you could, it was gritty. Yeah,
it was disgusting.
It was bad, but after like I was like done like sliding on the concrete, then like the music started playing again. And it was just like kind of, it was kind of messed up, but I was kind of thinking, I was like, should I just pretend I'm dead?
Yeah, he thought about that. He told me that. He thought, because he was riding with his blood sister, his real sister, and her sister's boyfriend. And he's like, should I play dead when they come to find me? What the fuck? No. That's crazy. Hopefully I never experienced that.
If you do, record it, because that's my problem. I never record any of my accidents.
Yep. My number one rule is if I'm going to fall, if I'm going to hurt myself, even you've seen on my channel where I hurt myself, my first question is, not even, am I okay? It's, did you film it?
Like, when I got hit by the truck, the very first thing I did was I went on Snapchat, and I took a Snapchat, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
it's literally, I'm going, oh, fuck.
Yep. As long as it's filmed, I don't care. I would not like to. I don't want to crash.
You should.
I don't know. Well,
you should survive, but like.
I want to. It's like, I wish I had money because I do want to thrash it because I'm going to be honest with you, podcast. I am fucking burnt out of moto vlogs. Filming it takes. People say when you film something a lot, it kind of takes the passion away, and they're not wrong. I am so.
That's kind of another thing that happened to me.
I am so fucking bored of moto vlogs. People love it, and that's why I continue to do it. The nice DMs that I get, I get DMs every time I post. Oh, this, love this content, amazing content. Like, I love that, and that's what keeps.
You need a new bike.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about going to a 600. That's what. Yeah, I don't. I'm just. Moto vlogs are hard, right? Because they're fun to do, and I'm doing it anyway, so I might as well just strap a camera to my face. But when you do it so much, and I'm editing, it just fucking is so. I hate watching myself. Edit what I'm just talking. That's why if you notice, there's a clear difference, right? People like the moto vlogs and that's most consistent, but the videos that I have the most fun making and have so much fun making are my most viewed videos by far. The me and you going to the aquarium. Check that video out. It's got like, oh, it's almost at 30K views right now. I had a fucking blast filming it. I had a blast at it. I know we're going to, I'm doing a zoo vlog. If you care, I'm doing one. People have already suggested it to me. I'm fucking doing it. But the aquarium, I had so much fun filming, editing, did great. Our bear spray video where me and Josh went into the mountains. I got that video taken down.
Really?
Not taken down, but it's restricted. I think it's age restricted. Had so much fun filming, editing it. Did great on views. The bowling is like in the algorithm right now. It's getting more and more. If you look at my statistics, it's going up currently. Bowling was so, I had so much fun editing it. When I'm moto vlogging with you or him, which, you know, doesn't happen because you work and he doesn't have a bike, I enjoy it a little bit more, but man, I'm getting fucking burnt out on motorcycle stuff. I'm not gonna lie.
That's hard. I could understand why, because that shit's hard. Well, you gotta think. That's why I don't ride. Like, I still ride, but not as much as I used to.
When you're filming, because you just can't focus.
I've ridden so many bikes. Like when I first got my bike, I did nothing but ride motorcycles. Yeah. For a year straight. That's all
I put 20,000 miles, or like 16,000 miles in my bike in a year. A fucking year. Okay.
Most people don't even put 1,000 miles on their bike in a year.
I love it. I think motorcycles are fucking wicked. I will never go away from them, but I'm just going to say it. There is a reason I changed my logo from a fucking motorcycle helmet.
You want to be more than just motorcycle.
Yes. I don't want to be the ADHD moto vlogging guy. That's basically what I am. I get those comments all the time. Like, see, I think it's in my bio on TikTok. I'm the ADHD moto vlogging guy. Because it's just...
We should do more. I just wish I didn't work so much, but I kind of have to.
I mean, yeah, but maybe in the summer you can, you know, request some more off, but...
Oh, July 18th, I'm taking a week off. It's happening.
I don't know what makes that so special, but...
Because I get my paid vacation time.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I'm going to do that.
But, I mean, I love... I think motorcycles are sick, but at some point, they are all the same. Like, they do different things, they feel different, but dude.
Why don't you go different places? Like, span out more.
I do, but if you're talking like...
You need a fucking dirt bike, that'd be sick too.
I would like a Suron. I was thinking about looking for an e-bike, because I could fuck shit up on a Suron.
Finance one.
No, they're only $4,000. I could basically
get a shitty part-time job and fucking...
No, I could sell my bike and have money for like an old school. There's actually one at Motorado, an old school Suron, because they're electric, so you can kind of get away with riding on sidewalks. And not telling you to, but you can get away with it. There's a dude that does it in downtown LA, and you can fuck shit up with it. But
I've seen that guy.
Yeah,
you can DoorDashes.
No. Oh. Well, I know what you're talking about, but
Isn't that the guy that's like always like going to like different hoods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on his Suron, because you basically get away with it because they're silent. But I don't know. It's just I can't go out further on the motorcycle because since I hacked my I didn't hack my GoPro. You know, I changed it. You know, did the shit with it. For some reason, I can only use one battery. And now filming sneak peek. If you don't know, I've already had it filmed. I'm gonna edit it this week. My second camera angle that Stone helped me do spices it up a little bit and makes it more interesting for me. But still, man, it's like, dude, fuck. If I'm going to film, I want to have fucking fun. That's why I am unbelievably excited to do. Me, Stone, and Johnny are going to a football game this Saturday, the Black and Gold Day in Boulder, April 22nd or whatever. This video probably won't be out by then, but I am so fucking excited to film and do that because I know I'm gonna have fun filming and I know I'm gonna have fun editing. Dude, what were you burnt out on? Why the fuck haven't you uploaded? Okay, he doesn't have a motorcycle, we know, but
I'm actually making a video about why I don't have a motorcycle currently.
Damn.
I don't know if you guys know, but I had it was in, I think, one of Josh's videos. He talked about
it. Yeah, I never filmed it.
2022 Iron 883.
Go look at his channel. It's on there.
Harley Davidson. And the bike actually got stolen like at the end of February.
And then he still owes money on it.
Yeah, the insurance company actually just gave me like a $12,000 settlement, but I still owe a little bit more than $2,000 on it.
Have you paid that?
I have not.
Why have you not paid it?
Because I am either... I pay it or I don't pay rent.
No, you're not wrong.
No, I have to give him a call soon to see.
I told you to tell the insurance company to suck a fucking dick and to fucking give you
what
it's
worth. Based their numbers it's roommate off drama. Of bikes that are similar around.
I don't care what they base their numbers off of. Bottom line,
they care.
You need to tell them, fuck you, get bent. I want you need to pay it off.
Well,
bitch.
I mean, I guess that's what insurance is for, but it's not their responsibility. It got stolen.
The fuck it is. That's why he pays for
it. Yeah, I guess it is insurance, isn't it? I guess. I don't know. What kind of content do you want to make?
Man, I want to make cool content. I want to do something dope. I want to do, like, something different, hype. That's the thing is, I don't find it fun making moto vlogs. I just don't.
I don't either.
I don't find it fun.
If it wasn't for the... I was like, actually...
Just let me talk for a second, because you've had the floor for quite a minute now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
47 minutes.
Like, you find it fun to film the Downtown Aquarium, this, that, and the other. I don't.
I find fun filming digging funny shit,
or, like, fucking ripping it up, yeah. Tearing shit up.
I like these
I like
fun.
Filming that stuff. Yeah, I like filming exciting, like, oh, edge
your seat. Well, I don't know if this is exciting, but...
Well, no, but it's fun. You know what I mean? I don't like making, like, basic-ass videos. That's why in my videos, the ones that I do upload... I try to make them exciting. I try to, you know, I try to chop them up.
You're not wrong.
And make them, like, intriguing. Where I don't find, like, day-to-day activities that fun. Like, oh, I'm going to go get fucking toilet paper. Like, no, I don't care.
I don't either. But that's what I hate about motovlogs. It's like, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, I don't like... Like, I like your videos and I watch them. But that's not the kind of content I want to film.
I know. Me neither. And I've trapped myself in that hole because I've built up 5,000 followers on TikTok on that. But luckily with motovlogs, a lot of the time, the content will come to you. You just go out riding, and the content will come to you. Like, every time I go out and film, I try to find a that's it moment. Like a there it is. And it's like in a couple videos, it's like the wildfire one. It's like that's it. Or like another one of my Instagram reels just popped off. It was like, it's at like 40K views right now. It's me finding a set of keys on the side of the road.
No, yeah, the holiday was
okay. Yeah. Who would have thought?
I just got an accident right there.
You did. Who would have thought that pulling over would... There's always a part where there has to be like a that's it moment.
You're like, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And it's at like 40K views. Why? It's the most random shit that just goes.
You just gotta feed people enough shit and they fucking start eating it.
I mean, eventually, yeah. It's kind of how you, like, build a following. But you know what else bugs me? Stone also, like, constantly gaining subscribers and views, and he does fucking nothing.
Fuck all.
And I'm sitting here grinding my fucking ass off, and he's getting the same views and same shit as me.
I've worked my ass off for my shitty while little following. I'm only, like, 62, maybe 65 followers.
I'm at 303 on YouTube, almost 1,000 on Instagram, and almost to 4 or 5K... on TikTok. Actually, last night I was 4 away from 4K.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
I'll take a look for the vlog or for the podcast and we can see what I'm at. Let's see. Do we have our guesses? Do we think I've hit 4,000?
Yes.
Do we think I've hit
4,000?
Can you shut the fuck up? Do you think I've hit it?
I think it's over 4,000.
I don't think it's over 4K yet. Okay, ready? Here we go. Bing. Nope. 3,996.
Rip. Still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest following I've had on anything.
That's awesome. I have like 600.
Yeah, but your Instagram's always done better than me. Not video-wise, but picture-wise.
Picture-wise, I do okay. That's something else I'd like to get back into is taking pictures. But man, that's just like you were saying. I got burnt out on it a little bit. And everybody's just like... The thing that bothers me the most is when people hit me up and say, oh, I want free pictures, I want this, I want that. It's like, fuck you. Like, no. You know what I mean? I don't like taking pictures for, I do like taking pictures for free, but it's just like, don't pretend like you like me because I'm okay at taking pictures. Yeah. Like, get bent. I really
don't. Well, it's kind of like, the thing that kind of gets to me is, like, the people that are like, because I used to say it too, I'm not going to lie. It's people are like, oh, YouTube's easy, that's easy. It's like, are you
that shit is
fucking
a grind.
Kidding me? It is the opposite of easy.
Yeah, because you got to fucking go out and film for a couple
you
hours.
Have to,
you
have to
sit down and
literally.
Edit for hours. That shit takes forever, dude.
Editing takes for
the couple videos that I have, I have dumped everything I have into it, and it fucking blows.
Editing is fucking hard, man.
I'm going to get one of those Mac Minis, I think.
I'm going to, too. I'm going to keep my iPad. If you get the base Mac Mini, you can get it for $49 a month. for the base one.
From who, Apple?
And it's, yeah, it's the same. Yeah, if you use the Apple credit card, I'm really going to do it. It's like $49 a month. And the storage is, it's the exact same stats as my fucking iPad. That's what bugs me. So I'm going to keep my iPad and just pay that. My iPad is actually more expensive than the Mac Mini. But with the Mac Mini, since it doesn't go anywhere and it sits on a monitor, you can plug in, like what I store my videos on, an external SSD, and you can get up to a 2 terabyte drive is like $190.
We're going to have to wrap this up.
I know. I know. But yeah, 2 terabyte drive is like $190. And Apple charges you for 2 terabytes, they charge you $600. I think we should all get Mac Minis.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, this is not right now. I have to edit videos on my phone.
True. Stone made an amazing birthday video. Dylan6563 on Instagram if you want to go watch it. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. Are you ready to wrap this up?
You can sign us out, brother.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Trailer Park Podcast. Even though I'm not in a trailer park anymore, it's still in here. It's still in here.
You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy.
Never. Never can. All right, guys. Yeah, thank you so much for watching. I'm hoping to keep these going now that we've kind of got a spot. There wasn't a lot that went into this. I didn't have to move anything. I just had to get some stuff out. But
lights.
Any hoosers, make sure to like, subscribe, check us out on Spotify. If you're on Spotify, check me out on YouTube. Check Dylan out, Dylan6563. Stone, what's your channel?
Just Stone Peters.
Just Stone Peters. Check him out on YouTube.
Jeffrey Dahmer comes up when you search Stone Peters, by the way.
That's not good.
Nope. It's the first video that comes up. It's Stone's channel and then a video of him. Don't know why.
Okay. Either way, not off. There's an ADHD coming through.
You're not wrong.
All right. Yeah, make sure to check it out. Blah, 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 blah. Hopefully I'll get the video version up on Spotify. So thanks for tuning in. And yeah, stay tuned, I guess. Fucking yeah.
Bye.
Later. Bye.